Hi, everybody. I'm Jim Donovan with Matt Forjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com and Browns senior editor Vic Carucci as we continue to break down the Browns position by position from the 2012 season. To the Browns special teams, to the royalty of place kickers, to the guy that finally got found, Bill Dawson, going to the Pro Bowl, to the guy that really should at some point own all of the Browns records if he stays here, but what a great thrill it has been to watch him through the years.
It's been an absolute pleasure to watch a professional go about his craft and do it at such a high level. He had another outstanding year, another awesome effort from beyond 50 yards, had six field goals of 50 yards or more, six for six, and he's been among the league leaders in the last 2 years of field goals over 50 yards. Just a true pro, had one field goal deflected, one missed on the entire season. He attempted over 30, had a great season, and a much-deserved Pro Bowl berth.
Now, remember that one that was deflected? I mean, was in the worst muck and mire on that field in Oakland. Remember that? I mean, that was the black hole that he was kicking out of. You know the thing, Vic, that's amazing about him is we talk about his kicks. We talk about 50 and over being no problem for him. At any length and at any distance. But the other thing is, he can do anything he wants to do or what they need him to do on kickoffs.
Yeah, there's no question that, first of all, his versatility, his ability to make things happen in a kicking game, whether it's long-distance field goals, whether it's kicking a kickoff through the end zone to prevent a return, he does all that. But here's the other thing. Kickers by nature, they're supposedly in their own world. They're supposed to be the most standoffish and really separate from the team in general rule. It's not true with Phil Dawson. His professionalism, the approach that he has taken to his game, the length of service that he's given to this team, and, you know, he's kind of the conscience, I always say, of the locker room. And other players gravitate to that at the other positions. They don't just see him as another kicker, as a flake, which is what a lot of guys at other positions will look at with the kicking game. He's not that at all. He's very much a consummate pro, probably because of the fact that a long time ago, Phil Dawson, you don't see it physically in him, was an offensive tackle.
Absolutely. He's a football player. You're absolutely right. I mean, he was a football player. Okay, his holder and our punter, Reggie Hodges. You know, I got to give Hodges some slack, okay? And I have to give him that because he had a horrific injury for a punter the year before this 2012 season when he lost the entire year. And the Browns had given him a contract. He had a great season the year before that. Overall, what about Hodges?
I thought Hodges proved that he can be a consistent punter, and he was good at holding as well. The distance wasn't there, and the net punting yards weren't among the league best. But when you needed a guy to place the ball, Reggie was pretty good at it. And he showed that as the season went on, he really showed that his leg got stronger, and he was able to place it better and get a little bit more distance on it.
And boy, did the Browns find a guy on special teams, a rookie from Stanford, a defensive back, Johnson Bottomosi. What a story. Vic, I'll tell you what, he just kept showing up on the game tape during the preseason. And a lot of times during those preseason games, he wouldn't come in until late, and yet the Browns were not going to practice squad him. He was going to make the team.
No, his presence and his impact was evident throughout training camp because he was always the first guy down on kickoffs. He was always the guy making plays, and he brought an attitude, a sense of toughness to the coverage team.
Imagine Bottomosi, a rugby player. And, you know, now I know, Vic, I didn't waste all my time watching ESPN at 4 o'clock in the morning when I'd watch rugby because I'm going to see a future NFL player. Let's go to the return game, which belonged to Josh Cribbs once again, all right? And he was a different kind of returner, I thought, this year. I thought he was more of a power returner. I thought he muscled his returns rather than blowing them up. And, you know, the old returns that he took all the way were speed returns. But these times, I thought that he was a very physical returner.
He was, without question. And it changed a little bit from what we had seen out of Josh in years past. He really didn't have that extra burst like he had before, but he still was able to pop those 40-yard returns on kickoffs and punts when they weren't called back for penalties.
Right.
Josh put the team in good positions, and they responded by scoring. Over the last 2 years, he's had 9 returns of over 40 yards, and all those have resulted in Browns points, whether it be 5 touchdowns or 4 field goals.
Vic, it was a different role for him because this was it. I mean, he basically was a special teams guy. How did you think he handled that overall?
I don't think it was easy for him, without a doubt. And he, at times, you know, could not hold it in. He had to express his sense of frustration that he wasn't involved more in the offense and he wanted to be more of that kind of player. He's a football player, and he just wants to contribute in any way possible. You love that heart and passion. That's what has made him one of the more popular Browns players. And as a returner, you know, he still had that effectiveness. He still had teams concerned and worried when they did kick to him, but it was using more of that power sense, as you talk about. And I think the thing that separates returners now, especially in a game where the rules are designed to minimize, especially on kickoffs, that ability to get big returns, is the speed factor. And you know, he isn't quite the guy speed-wise that he was in his heyday.
But Travis Benjamin is, and I mean, I think he had the most electric play of them all this year, the 93-yard club record return in the game against Kansas City when he blew that punt return, and it was amazing. And no matter which direction he went, whether he went left, zigzagged into the middle, zigzagged back left again, or to the right, whatever he wanted to do, he did it fast.
He did, and speed is his greatest asset, and return ability is probably his greatest strength to the team right now until he learns how to play wide receiver at the professional level. But on that return, what was so special about that was one of the guys truly leading the blocks was Josh Cribbs, and I think Josh wanted Travis to get into the end zone probably more than Travis did, but it was just a true definition of a team play, one that led to a lot of success, and it was something that we had wanted to see out of this special teams throughout the entire season.
That's going to wrap it up for our position reviews for the 2012 season. My thanks to Matt Floyd-Jansen, Vic Carucci. I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for being with us here on ClevelandBrowns.com.